This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Heavy rain in Kenya did not stop tens of thousands of people from packing the streets of Nairobi to see Pope Francis celebrate an open-air mass. It's part of a six-day tour that'll include stops in Uganda and the Central African Republic. He's expected to speak about climate change and poverty, issues he has made central to his papacy. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports that the Pope's visit could tackle other economic issues as well.
Pope Francis used his first stop in Nairobi to warn of the grave environmental crisis of climate change. Adjoa Animadu researches East Africa for the UK think tank Chatham House.
Kenya's really been at the forefront of development of renewable energy in the region and is doing a lot of work, particularly on geothermal and wind energy.
Animadu says the Pope's emphasis on the poor will resonate in Kenya as well, because despite sustained economic growth,
it still does have a significantly poor population, particularly in rural areas.
And she says corruption is a significant factor. Temple University's Leonard Swidler studies how Catholic messages play out in different cultures. He says the Pope should use the attention of African leaders to challenge corruption.
It just permeates the whole of the economic system, and it's like throwing sand into the gears.
The Pope asked Kenya's leaders to work with integrity and transparency for the common good. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.